This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to flesh out a little bit more about this Steph Diggs, if you wouldn't mind, TC.
Yeah, I think we're starting to see a little bit of smoke, and I base it not on the pink baggie or the when you showed up at practice. Maybe he had an upset stomach. You never know. I base it on a stance that Diggs put forth today on the heels of Todd Downing's comments that makes me perk up to see if there's a looming pissing contest coming.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Tommy Curran just a few minutes earlier with us here on WEEI Afternoons. A lot of football, a lot of Patriots talk today. Red Sox are off, heading home. We will be down at Fenway Park tomorrow, 2 to 6 for WEEI Afternoons as they return home. They need a little home cooking to right the ship where they've been a good baseball team. But football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So we've referenced this a couple times here in the show, but Mike Vrabel was asked about it. We just had Ted ask Tom Curran about it, Stephon Diggs. Well, Stephon Diggs went on Scoops Nation podcast with Diana Rossini, and it was a sit-down, like a 10-minute interview. It was sort of interesting. There were a variety of questions asked of Stephon Diggs, but it seems like the one that sparked the most interest certainly sparked Phil Perry to ask Mike Vrabel, who then kind of gave Phil a hard time about buying what Diggs was selling. So let's start with this cut from Stephon Diggs where Rossini asked him, is he going to be ready for week one?
You obviously are overdoing it at times because you want to be out there and you're such a competitor. It's hard to hold back when you got, I'm sure you're on a timeline, right, where you got to hit certain marks to make sure you feel good. But overall, you feel like you're moving
I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day. So we'll see, man. It looks like we just don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, there's a chance, but you just got to get through camp, right?
100%.
That's the goal as the team right now.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I feel like you're really trying to tell me something, and I'm really bad at reading the signs.
What the hell's he talking about? So, Dan Ball, you put in the rundown Diggs' shady answer.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's shady.
Why not?
If it's intent. Like, because I didn't feel. It felt.
Shady.
Felt like he didn't even, to be honest, like, what does he think the word excited means? I'm not too excited about it. The coaches aren't too excited about it. Like,
That's about the textbook definition of shady to me, guys. I don't know.
I just think he misspoke and used a word that means something a little different to him than it means to the rest of the world.
Well, no, was he not shady? Did he give you a definitive answer that he was going to be playing? I mean, he's
coy.
Okay.
Elusive.
Well, coy is not too far from shady.
I think shady is intentionally like being weird or something. I don't know.
That didn't feel intentional to you?
I think he's trying to avoid getting in trouble with his coach is what I think he's trying to do.
Yeah,
and not executing very well. I'll give you that. My takeaway is he's going to play in week one.
Of course.
Like, that's what I think. And I think Vrabel told you that when Phil brought it up. And Vrabel's like, you bought that? You're believing him? I think we all see with our own eyes. Mm-hmm. He's out there. He's healthy. Are they managing him? Yes.
He's out there. Is he producing? Is he much of a factor at all?
No, but at times he's a factor.
Not enough times.
And that is a concern, but that's my greater concern in a way with the whole passing game, where I think the intermediate portion of the passing game is going to be a concern. The dump-offs to Travion Henderson and the screens, okay, we got those. We can throw the ball down the field. Can we execute sort of the intermediate passing game? And I think that's where he's going to make his money. And I haven't seen enough of that.
Damn Skippy. I mean, you got reports from Phil saying that he's doesn't know where to line up on 7-on-7. And I think Tom was alluding to this but without really saying it, but I think what he really wanted to say is he's been around the league for a long time. He's not a dumb guy. Is he really doing the studying that he used to do? Is he committed to learning the offense like he needs to? My guess is he's been in so many different offenses, and at this point in his career, you know, he doesn't want to probably learn, which my guess is the Josh McDaniels offense is probably the most advanced offense he's had to learn his whole career.
Probably.
At the end of his career, and he's probably like, man, I just wanted to make a little bit of extra money and sail into the sunset, and now I got to learn all these new things. And you know what? Shoot, man. I don't feel like doing that right now kind of thing.
So what's going to happen? Is he going to pull a Reggie White on us? Is he going to pull a Torrey Holt? Like, whoa, this is way more work than I thought.
No, Reggie Wayne. I was like, Reggie White.
Reggie White told him.
I don't think, I remember what Reggie was getting paid, but it's probably not as much.
And I think his ego still wants to be a good receiver. Like, the question of how much he's investing in the effort to become a good receiver. And he wants to make the money. You know, on paper, it looks like a $69 million deal. It's not, but on paper, it looks like $69 million for he and Cardi B to share in the next 3 years. But there was also a Todd Downing quote. There was a couple Todd Downing quotes, actually, because it's funny. Greg Bedard brought one up to Vrabel that was different than one we talked about. And one we talked about kind of alluded to Stephon Diggs having to learn the offense, as you just alluded to. And am I wrong? I don't know anything necessarily, Ted. You're the football guy, so you're going to explain it to me. He played for Brian Daboll in Buffalo, correct?
Yeah.
Because I thought Josh McDaniels and Brian Daboll have similar career paths. They were together at Michigan State and New England.
Run the same offense.
So is it very different? Any similarity?
I get the sense they're very different.
Okay. Because I was kind of thinking, he was in Daboll's offense. That'll help him in Josh's offense. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's different enough where it is giving him a little bit of a challenge.
But this Todd Downing thing is interesting. And basically, what he said was that, you know, the Diggs needs to be, you know, currently needs to, you know, kind of just adapt to the process of learning the Patriots system. He emphasized that Diggs is working hard during the reps and making plays, but highlighted the importance of separating results from the process, meaning that if Diggs doesn't have a high volume of catches in a particular practice, doesn't necessarily indicate he isn't performing his role effectively and getting open. What does that tell you? That tells you this is a guy that can maybe mope, put his head down when he's not active. And that's Josh McDaniels. The last thing he wants to do is throw a ton of footballs to one player. He likes to spread the ball around, and that's just how he's going to do it. So you're already seeing signs of a guy that isn't happy with maybe the role of what he sees himself in this offense.
Which is problematic because we don't even know what the role is yet. You're in practices. You're not even really taking part in every 11-on-11 to worry about that. Although there have been practices where it felt like, and maybe this was actually calculated by either the coaches or by Drake May or both, there's definitely been practices where I felt like they were forcing the ball to Stephon Diggs. Where it seemed like every drill, the first two throws went to Stephon Diggs.
Right.
And it caught my eye. And, if he's open, it's fine. If he's just the guy getting open, right, and he's the number one read on the play, and if it's natural, right? But if it's, he's already moping, we got to get him involved in this 7-on-7 drill, that's a concern. And that goes back to, I think, something we've talked about. And Rossini actually asked him about, I think she phrased it as the drama of his career previously.
Yeah.
Rossini asked him, and here's what he had to say.
What is your thought when people say that Stephon Diggs comes with drama?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously take it with a grain of salt. The many teams that I've had been on, the players on your team and the coaches will tell you that I'm a professional, I work hard. They've never doubted that. You know what I'm saying? They've never doubted it. Was I a good player, or was I a professional? Did I work hard? Did I approach the game the right way? They've never said that. If they call me diva because I wanted the ball or wanted something like that, I'm literally willing to take that. You know what I'm saying? As a receiver, you should want the ball. But other than that, as far as like character-wise, I've been a great teammate. I've treated everybody like family. I treat everybody like brothers. So I take it with a grain of salt, and I got big shoulders. Like, I'm willing to take it. Like, I'll take what comes with this game. I love this game, so I'm willing to lay it out on the line for it. But as far as, like, those relationships that I have built and those people that I know personally that know me, they know my character.
That made me think of the Randy Moss quote. Remember when Randy Moss said, I got big shoulders. You can put the earth on these shoulders, right? He was traded, like, a week later. He was gone.
But I don't have any issue with what he said at all in this interview thus far.
He's not
getting out over his skis. He's not making promises, and he's also not coming across as unlikable.
I don't think he ever comes across as unlikable.
Well,
that's the thing.
These interviews?
Does he ever come across as unlikable?
No, he is so smooth with his sound bites. That's why it's dangerous. That's why the question on the floor was, did we fall for the trap?
Yeah,
did we take the bait? Could also, I'm not saying it's going to be, oh my God, 181 yards against the Jets week one. He was laying in wait all preseason. I think the excited thing is him definitely saying, like, we're not getting too amped up just yet. Like, you know, like he's like, of course they're excited. They're excited to get out. He's excited to get on the field. He's not making predictions that are going to get him, you know, he's not saying burn some cash. He's not saying we're going to win more games than last year.
But it's also different. No dummy. I agree with you. I think he answers these questions well. Pretty much all of them, he kind of says the right thing. He kind of lures you in, slowly pulling that rope. But I also have the image in my mind of him screaming at Josh Allen on the sideline. It's like, so I know, yes, you should want the ball. Absolutely. Every receiver, everybody that goes out there should think, I'm going to get open, and he's going to throw me the ball, and I'm the best. But if it turns into you having a hissy fit on the sideline that is making life on the offensive coordinator, life on the quarterback more difficult, that's where it crosses over, right?
That's it. And you got to differentiate, you know, an interview with Diana Rossini where he's going to give you his best. He's going to be charming. He's going to be engaging. You know what? Sometimes those guys are the problems behind the scenes, are the charming guys. The ones that, you know, he was voted basically the least guy you'd ever want to date your sister, right?
Yes, he was.
And that's because of all the charm and charisma. Charm and charisma? Watch out for charm and charisma guys, right?
Mm-hmm. So do you have an example of that from your playing career? Maybe like a guy that we all from the outside thought was Mr. Charm and Charisma? And you don't have to answer if you don't want to put it in the spot.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
But you have guys where you think, the media really eats that up.
Yeah.
The fans really eat that
definitely
up.
Definitely. A lot of guys like that, that if you only knew what they were really like behind closed doors, you would be shocked.
Because one example comes to mind for me that I don't want to use because I don't want to compare Stephon Diggs to this guy.
Yeah.
But there was a certain murderer who had a lot of charm.
Yeah.
And when I interviewed him, I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. He sells you.
And here's the thing. It's like in the drama, Steph might not do something that's like this big, one big kind of thing where you're like, oh, man, you got to get rid of this guy. But it's these little things. The pink baggie. Okay. And it, just isolated by itself, not a big deal. But when you add it up to, you know, he was late for commander's practice. He has to be throwing the football early in these 7-on-7s and 11-on-11s. He doesn't know where to line up at times, according to Phil Perry. He hasn't talked to the media in the last 3 weeks. He hasn't really been involved that much in Vikings joint practice. Like, add up all of it, and then you go, oh, man, is he really worth it? It's not isolated one-on-one kind of things. You go, yeah, that's a one-off. But when you start to add up, then you go, okay, is this guy really, is he going to be worth it? We'll see.
And clearly the most important relationship, the root relationship, is whatever one he is building or has built with Drake May, right? Like that's you know. If Josh Allen's okay with whatever Diggs is doing on the sideline, then who am I to criticize it from my couch or from the stands, right? So Diana Rossini asked Stephon Diggs about his quarterback and how that's going.
What's he good at right now? Like where are you like, okay.
I don't want to say he's good at nothing, but he's good at pretty much everything. He can throw the ball. His job is to throw the ball. I feel like he throws the ball extremely well. We missed a couple today, and receivers always take the blame for it. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it's supposed to go. Like, there's no such thing as a bad ball. So for me,
that's how you build that relationship. But he's a hell of a kid, and he's going to be a good quarterback. I just want him to, you know, take it one day at a time, just like we all do.
So that part
not effusive.
No.
I don't feel like any of this team, Drake May's teammates are like, man, this guy is going to be special.
No, not like the media.
Like Pop Douglas is one of those guys. I think he's over the moon for him, but I think that's because he and Pop have a connection, and Pop knows he's going to get fed this year.
And other coaches around the league, when they played Drake May last year, were like Mike McDaniel, Sean McVay, were effusive in their praise. But I don't hear that type of tone with his own coaches or teammates.
And Stephon Diggs confused me again. I don't want to say he's good at – what do you say? I don't want to say he's good at nothing.
I don't want to say he's good at nothing.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, I was hearing that. I'm like, I don't think he's trying to throw his quarterback under a bus. I think there's a few times here where maybe his word choice was not exactly what his PR person would have
like,
told
him
to
do. Do you think Jaden Daniels' teammates talk about Jaden Daniels like the Drake May's teammates are talking
about
Drake?
They talk about him like he's it.
Yeah.
Like, well, he's the next
– wait,
is the rest of the league – this is like a broader question now that this Diggs interview is sort of bringing up. Is the rest of the league more in love with Drake May than his own coaches?
Yes, I think so. You know why? Closeness. Like, the more you see something, you see the warts. Like, the other players, the other coaches see the highlights, they see the good, or they played that week, whatever. Whereas, you bring up Jaden Daniels, not only did he have a great year, they won a lot. So, obviously, his teammates are going to be effusive. When I'm with that guy, I go to the NFC title game. You're right. You're damn right I'm going to hang with that guy. It's what we talk about, the turnovers, the wins, and how that all kind of melds together, that Tennessee game. If that had been the one-off.
And I'll be honest, that's the way it should be. Respect should be earned.
100%.
So,
and it doesn't mean he can't earn it, won't earn it. But I did think it was interesting, though, he also didn't really the comment about we missed some throws today, but that's always on the wide receiver.
Yeah.
I was kind of okay with it. Stiz initially took that very differently. Stiz took that as, but it's always the receiver's fault, like this weird passive-aggressive
dig. Yeah,
that's
what he meant.
That was weird. That was weird. Yep.
I don't think that's what he meant, Stiz. But
you keep saying that about Steph Diggs. I don't think he meant to say that. I don't think he meant to say that.
Like
I don't think he meant to say that. Okay, well then, why do we play his audio then?
Well, because I think he's trying to say the right thing. He just didn't say the right thing. Like, I think that is the issue.
Is it possible that maybe he's trying not to say the right thing? Has that ever occurred to you?
Or is he trying to say the right thing and instead is saying the real thing? He's saying the quiet part out loud.
That's a good
we
point.
Missed a couple today, and receivers always take the blame for it.
There's certain guys
that just being a good teammate.
Well, but not a great teammate, because a good teammate would not have us talking about what he means on the radio. Be like, great teammate.
No, he's trying to, Nick, to your point. I think there's a couple times where the reality might have slipped out of him.
It's kind of like 7-on-7. He's not executing. He's not lining up just in the right spot where they want him to line up.
Right.
The bigger issue here, though, is, and I think Curran alluded to this, I don't know that he's still Steph Diggs. So he ended this interview, and I don't know if you guys were able to grab the part at the end with so here at the end, they're kind of playing footsie a little bit at the end, just screwing around. And this is what he said. Okay, this is going to be what he said in 1 minute. But he got kind of cocky at the end. After avoiding being cocky and getting himself in trouble, he got a little cocky at the end.
All right, well, this is a show called Scoop City where we like to break stories. We
Shout
like
out
to find
Scoop
all
these. What I got for you?
What do you got? Give me a scoop. Do you want any scoop? Do you have any scoop for me?
I got a scoop for you. I mean, I'm back.
You're back?
There it is.
What do you mean you're back?
I'm back, man.
You're back, like.
I'm back, man. I'm back strapping them up.
Are we going to see you week one?
I don't know. It's up in the air right now. You got to take that up with Coach Briggs.
I'll be talking to him tomorrow. The first question out of my mouth. I'm sure I'm going to get a great answer with this big old I ain't telling. Seth, thank you so much for doing the show. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
So I think Cardi's going to like that tone. A little flirty.
They were definitely flirting. Okay, they were definitely flirting.
Yeah, I'd like to scoop your city.
Scoop.
Like, you want a scoop? You got a scoop? We could scoop each other. There was a lot of scoop talk there.
Okay, Diana.
But he said, I give you a scoop. I'm back. He said it twice in sort of a cocky, swaggy way, which is totally different than his answer about, are you going to be ready for week one? I don't know if he's back, and I don't know if he can even get back. That's my question here. All of this talk is meaningless. Is he still a 90-catch, 1,000-yard receiver? Does he still have that in his body, what he is right now?
I mean, you look at him at practice, and you go, yeah, he should be. When you watch him at practice, do you see any hitch in his giddy-up? Do you see anything that he's doing out on the practice field that would suggest he can't be that same guy?
But I also don't see him consistently abusing the defense. Like, physically, he looks fine.
But that's also part of me. They don't have him out there enough to be abusing the defense. It's just they're holding him back. So you're not getting a real kind of preview of what he's maybe capable of doing because they got the bit on him. They're not letting him just run wild.
Let's go to the phone line 617-779-7937 because Rob in Boston wants to react to this Diggs audio. What's up, Rob?
What's up, guys? Hey. Hate to cross sports here, but what's the comparison with Marcus Smart to the Celtics to Steph Diggs to the Pats? In a sense of, like, talented individual, pseudo role player to, like, high ceiling, you know, building a team around other people, i.e. Tatum, Brown, to Drake May. What if in a few years it turns out, and it probably will be just with his age anyways, that, you know, they try to get something going and eventually they have to part ways from Steph Diggs just because of the attitude in the locker room.
Thanks for the call, Rob.
I kind of see what he's going with a little bit.
Steph Diggs now. Because Steph Diggs at his best was better than Marcus.
Marcus was here for 8 years. Right. You know, and people loved him, and he was – but there was a little bit of a fake try-hard guy.
Right.
You know, disingenuousness with Marcus Smart that I think maybe could be put on Steph.
But Steph Diggs was an all-pro receiver. Like, Marcus Smart, I know he won Defensive Player
of the Year.
Yeah, but that's a weird
thing. So are you guys basically telling me and us and the audience at large that we should take the under on Steph Diggs receiving props this year?
I think it's
on the table?
Worth considering. Yeah. So I'm with Ted. When I saw him in person to open camp, I guess, I was like, whoa, he's healthy. He looks good. No hitch in his giddy up. Nothing. But now I'm like, huh. Based on that, I feel like he should be further along in what he's providing for the actual offense in 11-on-11.
But they're not allowing him to.
But why?
I don't know. They're holding Carlton Davis back, and we don't know why. Like they're
and I don't feel good about Carlton Davis either.
They're holding Barmore back.
I don't feel good about that either.
Wait till you see week one,
Morgan
baby.
Moses. All the old guys are being held back. I think that's they see it. Look, the fact that he was cleared to play day one of training camp, there's no. Of course he's playing in week one. It won't be a health concern.
Right.
They're holding him back because they feel like he's older. It's a long season, yada, yada. That's the only thing it has to be.
Okay. All right. More reaction to Stephon Diggs' interview with Diana Russini. What do you think Stephon Diggs' role will be this year? Is he back, as he said? Is he an all-pro again? Is he going to catch 100 balls for 1,000 yards? Is he going to be the go-to guy that Drake May needs? Or is maybe he a shell of his former self and his ego may get in the way and it'll be interesting to see how he blends in with the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
rest of the team. A little bit of a Stephon Diggs talk up next, as well as more reaction to what the hell is going on the practice field in Minnesota. I think that Fitzy will defend it, and I will criticize it, so maybe we'll get back to a little bit of fighting here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.